Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Tuesday, July 26, 2016. We're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in the hazy, hot, and humid 11th state, New York, and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So it's been about 3 days since we've spoken about Pokemon Go. So we're well over what we need to talk. We have to talk about it right now. There was, once again, another group of kids attacked by being lured in to a park in Las Vegas. This was about 4 o'clock in the morning. So what are children doing walking around at 4 o'clock in the morning in Las Vegas? I don't know. I thought New York was a city that never slept. But they go to a park. There is this Pokemon character called the Magikarp, if you guys are familiar. This park apparently is known for having this Pokemon thing there, and it's hard to get. So the kids go there, they get this thing, and then a car pulls up with a young driver and another older guy who try to rob these kids. Now, they robbed the wrong set of kids because one of them pulled out a gun and fired back. Two people are now in the hospital. No one got robbed. But you gotta be careful playing this Pokemon Go, or at least carry a firearm with you. People are getting robbed left and right, but the Second Amendment kicks in. The person who had the weapon had a concealed carry permit, so another notch in the belt for legal gun ownership. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, the DNC convention kicked off last night in the city of brotherly love, but the party establishment wasn't really feeling that love, and former DNC chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz hitches a ride back to Florida to square off against a very formidable opponent. Also, while speeches by the First Lady and Pocahontas and sellout Bernie left most of us bleeding from the ears, mainstream media developed a new high school crush. All that, plus we have some new polls to talk about. You're going to want to hear these. And Brazil thwarts yet another terror attack aimed at the Olympics next month. And remember the ice bucket challenge? Well, your dollars were put to some very, very good use. I want to talk about that because it's definitely worth our time. But first, let's get to today's Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I am still a little miffed that the RNC did not ask me to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I could have led a great Pledge of Allegiance at the convention. I think we're the only show that does it every single day. We gotta be. We gotta be the only show that does it. Anyway, check out rhinoreport.com. We have a new article coming tonight. I've been promised it. We'll put it up as soon as we get it. If you want to write for the show, as always, send me your article. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. And a big shout out to those of you on K98talk.com, 11 p.m. tonight. And right now, live right now on Red Nation Rising Radio. Remember to catch the older episodes. You got to get caught up. And you got to find them on iTunes or TuneIn or Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, or even iHeartRadio. We're on iHeartRadio. How weird is that? Why do they have us? I have no idea. Lot to get to today, guys. We got to talk about the DNC. We got to talk about these speeches. We got to talk about people getting shot playing Pokemon. Just one of those days. It's one of those days the heat's getting to me, but we'll try to make sense of all of it. I promise. You're listening to The Rhino Report, the only place where radio kills
so
the video star.
If you miss the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled, but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to the show. A quick break. We're off and running here on this Tuesday afternoon here in New York. We've spoken quite a bit about technology trying to kill us, and now there is older technology that's trying to kill me. I've told you me and printers don't get along. That was an issue this morning again. Go figure. We know the Pokemon thing and all about people getting robbed, and we also know about people falling off of cliffs and down waterfalls and walking in the traffic in search of that perfect selfie. So, like much of the country, here in New York, it is stifling. Stifling. Now, some of you hear 95 degrees and you go, eh, big whoop. Big whoop. Well, that's hot here. It's humid. So, of course, without fail, the air conditioner, well, it goes kaput. Not working, no cold air, no worky. So, I might happen to know somebody, myself, who can fix air conditioners. I get up on the roof today, it's frozen solid. Block ice, frozen solid. No wonder it wasn't working. No air, nothing coming through. So I spent the majority of the morning getting sunburnt like the Bernie supporters who were out there in the sun yesterday, who didn't put on the SPF 100. They need the SPF 100, they see no daylight. They're in the basements, so they have to put on the good stuff. Me, I'm Italian. I put on butter. I tan right up. No problem. So, technology once again coming for me, but I battled back this time. Also, guys, if you are listening on Red State Talk Radio, I'm not on that anymore. I'm fried. My head is fried. Red Nation Rising Radio. If you're on Red Nation Rising Radio, you gotta hang out 3 hours after the show. So we end at 3 p.m. At 6 p.m., we're filling in for Todd Huff Radio. Todd Huff, a good friend of mine, he has a well-earned vacation this week, so we're filling in today for him. We're going to talk about refugees and talk about the DNC a little bit. Lot to do. So that's 6 p.m. Eastern on Red Nation Rising Radio. Hope you tune in for that. Now, interestingly enough, Todd is from Indiana, and I'm from New York. So the show is a perfect representation of our Republican ticket. Now, you can deduct from that what you will in terms of standing, but either way, and then we're going to have Todd on the show next week too, and he's going to talk about Mike Pence. For those of you who don't know who he is, which is probably most of you, of course, he's the VP pick for Donald Trump, but he's from the great state of Indiana, the Hoosier State. All right, it's enough promoing and talking about things trying to kill me. Once again, we're looking at another terror attack in France. It's not getting better. It's happening in France. It's happening in Germany. At least in Brazil, they are thwarting these attacks. Do you know in Brazil, they can just lock you up for saying that you support terrorists? You know all these people that go onto Twitter after something happens and they go, good. They can lock you up in Brazil for saying that. It's part of their anti-terrorism thing. But now in France, in Normandy, a priest had his throat slashed during a service. ISIS militants walked in. They're called soldiers. They were shouting, Allahu Akbar. And they killed the priest. They made him kneel down, and that was it. The police came in. They exchanged fire. They killed, or they say neutralized, the attackers. They said, this is from Sister Danielle, they forced him to his knees, he wanted to defend himself, and that's when the tragedy happened. They recorded themselves. They did a sort of sermon around the altar in Arabic. It was a horror.
That's from Sister Danielle. Now, the French president, François Hollande, he said, ISIS has declared war on us. We must fight this war by all means while respecting the rule of law. What makes us a democracy? Now, their president is willing to acknowledge that ISIS has declared war on them. Ours will not. Ours will not. In fact, the party of our president, the Democrat Party, did not even acknowledge ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, terrorism, nothing, not one time. 60 different sets of speeches yesterday at the DNC convention, not one mention of ISIS. But they all want to tell you about how Donald Trump has no plan. Donald Trump went into a 60-minute litany about how he's going to destroy ISIS. Not one single word. Not one word. This church in Paris, or I'm sorry, in France, was on a targeted list. They're on a targeted list that the police had found. And the person who did this today, one of the people, they were known to the authorities for about a year and a half. That's what we're getting right now from French authorities. Now, France has an odd state of emergency set up. When they're in a state of emergency, it's almost like what we would consider here to be martial law. They can go and arrest people without probable cause, without a reasonable suspicion for the most part, to detain them and ascertain whether or not they are really threats. If it's determined that they are a threat, well, they're locked up. If it's determined that they're not a threat, well, they're let go. Well, I guess our FBI does that too, right? Look at Orlando. Look at Orlando. Four times. Not a threat, this guy. Winds up walking into the nightclub and killing people. Not a threat. But it seems like France means business this time around. But my question is, what are they going to do? Are they going to lead this fight? NATO is starting to stir a little bit. Starting to stir, much to the chagrin of John Kerry and Barack Obama. We know that. By the way, John Kerry thinks air conditioners are the problem. Yeah, well, he can come sit in my studio for an hour and a half with no air conditioning. NATO's starting to stir. Does France lead this fight? Have we been relegated to the back of the pack? I mean, literally the back of the pack. They're ready to throw Angela Merkel out the door in Germany. They've had their own set of problems over the last 2 weeks. But we see the largest attack since 9/11 on our soil, on both civilians and law enforcement, within the course of 2 weeks. And our president does nothing. We don't lead the fight anymore. It's not even lead from behind. That was the term that everyone loved to use, right? Lead from behind. Well, no one's leading anything. No one's leading. Our president's just sitting there, watching everybody else go by. So I don't like the term lead from behind. First of all, it's impossible to do that. The term means nothing. But secondly, he's not leading at all. We're just sitting there. And we're letting in more and more refugees. People who ISIS has told us will infiltrate that population. 1,500 a month between now and the end of September to hit that 10,000 goal. Ah, Hillary Clinton wants to increase it. 65,000. 65,000. Do you see what's happening in Germany? Do you think things are going well over there? No. They are in upheaval. Sexual assaults on New Year's Eve. They want to throw Merkel out. They want the refugees gone. They're in a state of crisis. All of Europe is in a state of crisis. The only reason we're not is because we're separated by an ocean. Two oceans. But how long can that border hold up? We'll be back in a minute.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last. But you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. Join me and Michael Horn on the PM Show Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, here on CRN Digital Talk. We talk about things in the sports world nobody else does. So listen in to me and Mike at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on CRN Digital Talk. And go to crntalk.com for more information on other showtimes. And don't forget to take us with you by downloading the CRN app on the App Store.
All right, welcome back to today's Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Now, I can't believe I said the name that we don't say anymore. I am fried. I've been out in the sun way too long today. I would never, never tell you to listen to that network because they censor their hosts. That's why. All right, so we're going to forget about that and we're going to move on. That was a low point in the show. Now we have to raise it back up again. All right. So the Pope here, it was saying about this attack in France. He was saying he was shocked. It happened in a house of worship, and he was praying for the victims of the attack. You know, it begs the question, which victims? This Pope has not exactly been anti-ISIS to this point. July 14th, Bastille Day, we saw 84 people killed by that terrorist driving the truck through the crowd. And do you know that ISIS has killed 147 people in France just in the last year and a half? Terrible. All right, let's move on to another domestic terrorist organization called the DNC. They have a new chairwoman. Yeah, well, someone filling in at least, this Donna Brazile. She's not without her own problems, this one. She had to step down off the Michael Dukakis campaign because she stoked this rumor about George H.W. Bush having an affair. It's like, they just have to lie. They just have to lie because mainstream media won't hold them accountable. They'll never call them out on it. So they can lie. They lie and they lie. The whole thing last night, every speech I heard was just full of inaccuracies. total inaccuracy, and we'll talk about some of them in a minute. I mean, I know, we heard a lot about it, but we have to at least go through a little bit of it. We have to do our own due diligence. But this one, she said during that campaign, she said, the American people have every right to know if Barbara Bush will share that bed with him in the White House. That's what she said. She had to resign, and Dukakis did apologize to George H.W. Bush. But this is what you're dealing with. This is what you're dealing with. I mean, and even she was caught up in this DNC WikiLeaks thing. She didn't miss this. She was involved here, too. She didn't want to talk to WAPO about Bernie Sanders because she doesn't know how to respond about it anymore. And, she said she had no intentions of touching this because I will cuss out the Sanders camp. That's what she says in an email. Now, WikiLeaks, supposedly, this is a rumor going around, has another batch of emails coming out. I don't know how true this is. I've seen various sets of rumors, and that the new batch coming out may in fact show that Hillary had instructed her underlings to remove the classified tag from emails before sending it on a private server. This would be in that batch of deleted emails. That's where it would be. It also may include some information about the Clinton Foundation pay-to-play quid pro quo, whatever you want to call it, which subsequently Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee is now pursuing. They're asking the FBI and the IRS and the Federal Election Commission, everyone to get involved, the Federal Trade Commission, everyone to get involved to investigate this. How far that goes, I don't know. If this new batch of leaks is real, and it actually happens, first of all, the timing of it would be curious. When would they do it? Right before her speech? After her speech? And if it shows what the rumor is that it's showing, she would have to step down. Have to. Absolutely have to. So, Donna Brazile, she got booed yesterday, too. She got nasty. She got nasty at some of the Sanders supporters. Yeah, she was kind of yelling at them and saying to respect her. I don't know. I don't take kindly to that. Respect isn't just given, it's earned. You just don't respect somebody. They have to earn your respect. To ask for it idly is, well, regrettable, to put it in Hillary Clinton's words. Yeah, Schultz is out. She hitched a coach ride down to Florida. She's got a heck of a fight in Florida. She's got to battle this Tim Canova guy who has Bernie Sanders' endorsement. Now, I'm not sure what his endorsement means now since he completely sold out and went with Team Hillary. Not sure what that means. Did he lose some punch? Yeah, he probably did. Did his supporters lose the fervor? Probably not. Most of them are not very political. They're learning this process right now. Now, do they need him as the head? I don't know. He kind of just rolled the ball downhill, and it's going to keep rolling. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz, she has a battle. She could lose. She could lose her primary. It's very possible. And there are two Republicans who are battling out a primary on their side in the 23rd District of Florida who think the Democrats are going to lose that seat anyway. I don't see that happening. It's demographically geared very heavily for Democrats. But I guess we'll see. We'll talk about her in a little bit, plus the Clinton Foundation, and we'll go over these speeches last night. We have tonight's schedule that will bore you to tears. See you back in a few minutes. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org
to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
All right, welcome back to today's edition of the Rhino Report. Now, those who are vying for a spot in the 23rd District in Florida, where Debbie Wasserman Schultz is, well, currently the congresswoman, they're saying that the synagogues in the area aren't happy because Debbie Wasserman Schultz has supported the Iran deal. And you're going to see people who are in heavily Jewish areas not be real supportive of that, since Iran has promised to bomb Israel, calling them the descendants of apes and pigs. They've all but promised to destroy Israel. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz is okay with the deal. What is the deal again? We give them $160 billion. They develop nuclear weapons. They capture our sailors. And we get nothing. Is that the deal? Just so I'm clear on it. Because that's exactly what it sounds like to me. Now, I may not be a smart man, but I can figure out when I got screwed. And that's one of them. That's one of them. She may not win this primary. In fact, yesterday, she was speaking to the Florida delegation, and she got harassed. She got booed. She got everything. They booed her off the podium there. She says, well, she opens up saying, well, we have to talk about the people who were shot in the nightclub in Fort Myers. They wanted nothing of it. Nothing of it. First of all, just from a personal standpoint, who lets their teen out at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday to go to a club? I mean, that's first off. They say it's a gang-related shooting, whatever. Surprise, surprise. But she tries to open with that, trying to appeal to the hearts, tug at the heartstrings of the Democrat delegation in Florida. They wanted nothing of it. She's booed off, so you can see how mad she is. She's so mad. When a Democrat doesn't get their way, they get really mad. They get mad, and then they cry and complain. They've even called themselves bedwetters before. We heard that during when they were talking about the party platform. One of the aides to one of the senators involved in the party platform discussion said, well, we wouldn't be Democrats if it weren't bedwetters. So, she's pissy, she's mad, whatever, who cares. And this new one, this Donna Brazile, she's no winner either. No winner either. Speaking of winners, Marsha Blackburn, she wants answers when it comes to this Clinton Foundation stuff. They want the FBI to look into it, the IRS, the FTC, to see what the heck's going on. And she's referring back to the Clinton Cash book. That was a great book. For those of you who haven't read it, go get it. Very good. They want to know about the inconsistencies with the Foundation's initial 501c3 filings, the sale of Uranium One. We'd all like to know about that, right? And the ties with Laureate International University, which is a for-profit college. Of course, Pervert Bill was the chancellor, part-time chancellor for $16 million. Not a bad gig. And they also donated money to the Clinton Foundation as well. They want everyone to look at it. Now, the Clinton camp is saying, this is another baseless political attack from House Republicans who just spent 2 years and $7 million of taxpayer money on the sham Benghazi committee and are now just regurgitating the debunked claims of the widely discredited book Clinton Cash. First of all, sham Benghazi committee? Four people died, sir. Four Americans died. You're a sham. You're a sham. Debunked claims? Clinton Cash is probably one of the most renowned books. Very few people who are not associated with the Clinton camp have said, wow, this is 100% dead-on accurate. They're always spinning because they're always in trouble. You know how you can stop spinning? Stop being in trouble. This is all coming to a head. The American public is seeing this person is unelectable no matter what you tell us. Yes, they can lie. Yes, the mainstream media is in the tank for them. Yes to all of that. But slowly but surely, people are realizing that she is a criminal. Plain and simple. There has been a criminality to the Clintons for the last 25 years. Even Bernie voters know this. Very, very new to the political process. I'm not saying if that's good or bad, but most of them very new to the political process know that she's a criminal. But no, the sham Benghazi committee. You know what's a sham? A sham is talking about how you're going to spin it to the American public. A sham is wasting time talking about a video when people are dying. That's a sham. That's criminal. That's a high crime. So to say this is just regurgitated claims, who believes this stuff? I know there are people out there that do. It's a rhetorical question. I get that. Unreal. You know, Blackburn responded and said, they always say that something is old news or it's a right-wing conspiracy. It's not a right-wing conspiracy. This is about the rule of law, and the many times Clintons feel like they can skirt having closer inspection of their activities by claiming that it's a conspiracy. And that's true. They always say it's a conspiracy. It's always against us. Always against us. You guys are just picking on us. Everyone goes, all right, well, maybe we'll just not look into this because people are picking on them. That's how they get away with this. It's being the victim. That doesn't mitigate what they're doing. They have perhaps the best spin machine ever in the history of politics. Because it's gotten them this far. Like I've said before, the only government housing the Clintons should be in should start with the letters FCI. Federal Correctional Institute. That's it. And I don't think they have one on Pennsylvania Avenue. I don't think so. You know, they went after this congresswoman, this Corinne Brown in Florida, for the $800,000 slush fund she had. And good, they should go after her. She only donated $1,000 of it to scholarships. The rest of it was skyboxes and parties and the whole thing. The Clintons have over $330 million in a slush fund called the Clinton Foundation. Yes, someone needs to look into that. That's why I had to laugh last night when they're talking about taking Wall Street money and campaign finance reform. Are you kidding me? Are you absolutely kidding me? At the DNC, talking about campaign finance reform, Hillary Clinton gets every single dollar from the Goldman Sachses of the world, the big banks, the Wall Street money, and they want to talk about campaign finance reform? The Koch brothers? The Koch brothers don't donate 1% of what the AFL-CIO does to the Democrat Party, or the SEIU, not even close, or AFSCME, the Civil Service Union. 1%, not even 1%, but campaign finance reform. Let's get the Koch brothers out of giving some money to Republicans. But the Koch brothers haven't touched Donald Trump yet. They won't touch Donald Trump with a 15-foot pole. So what are you fighting against? It's a straw man. Here we go again. Let's spin the straw man. I want to talk about some of these speeches very quickly in the next segment. And then I want to talk about their schedule coming up. To tonight's schedule, I've only heard of one person in the whole schedule. Only one person. And then I want to go over the YouGov Economist poll that's out today. Shows some movement. We got a lot to get to, guys. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember, Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, welcome back to today's show. So last night, we had the pleasure, the absolute distinct pleasure of listening to the First Lady. She must take speech lessons from whoever writes the speeches for her husband. They have the exact same cadence. Now, being in radio, cadence is something that you're kind of associated with. It's how you talk. It's how people recognize your voice sometimes. And I never realized how close her cadence was to the president's. Very, very close. You know, at least she didn't say it was the first time she was proud to be American, right? At least she didn't say that. She did remind us, though, this was a doozy. She did remind us that every morning she wakes up in a house built by slaves. Yeah, she said that again. Said that. You know what? No one's asking you to live there. Move. Move. Don't live there. I don't care. Think anyone else cares? Oh, no, you get to live in the White House. Wow, what a travesty. I bet you hate every minute of that. You don't care. She doesn't care. She's got a nice big house, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Moving into a bigger house in Washington, D.C. once they're all out. Once they evict the Obamas. Once again, I wake up every morning in a house built by slaves. Then move. Move. I don't know. I don't care. I'll call the truck for you. Pack your stuff. She says, between now and November, we need to do what we did 8 years ago and 4 years ago. We need to get out every vote. Nobody cares. Nobody's excited about Hillary. They were excited about Obama. He lied a lot. He promised a lot. They got excited about it. He filled up parks for his acceptance speech there. People were crying. No one's crying about Hillary Clinton. You know who's crying? All the families that have
dead relatives now due to the Clintons. They're crying. The McDougals are crying. That's who's crying. No one cares. No one's excited about Hillary. How can you get excited about that? Oh, and then we got to hear Pocahontas rave on and on. She is just... If there's one person that's not intelligent but very loud, it's her. It's her. Now, I've always said, the worst kind of person is the person that's stupid that thinks they're smart. Some people just know that they're not very smart. And they don't try to be. Well, she's the opposite. She's as dumb as the day is long, and she's really loud, and she thinks she's really smart. When she stood up, when Bernie said they have to break up the big banks, and she stood up and started clapping with this big smile on her face, I almost threw up. She made her money with the big banks. They colluded together to get people out of foreclosed homes so she could renovate them and flip them. She evicted people. She worked with the big banks to make over $14 million. She can do it, but you're not supposed to do it. You shouldn't do it. Sounds like we have a theme here, right? The Clintons can do whatever they want, but you can't do it. Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, she can do whatever she wants, but you can't do it. Almost like a theme developing. Oh, she talked about the stupid wall. The stupid wall. All he talks about is the stupid wall. Well, let's build a wall around you, so you just can't go anywhere. Or at least kick her out and then build the wall. The big stupid wall. In my opinion, the bigger the wall, the better. Heck, the Chinese have a wall you can see from space. Ours, you should at least be able to see from the Texas border. She's talking about how great the economy is. Has this woman not learned about the thing called inflation? Or even a little bit more complicated, stagflation? Yeah, she needs to learn those terms before she spouts off about the economy. You can have an economy that condenses and is much more vibrant, much more vibrant. You know when you look at stock charts, and even like goofy cartoon charts, and you see the line going up, but it has like little, you know, jagged edges in it where it goes up and down and up more and down a little and up more? Well, that's when a company consolidates. That's a healthy trend. When you consolidate. Nothing ever just goes straight up. The laws of physics prevent it. Prevent it. In order to have a healthy business or a healthy economy, you have to see that jagged line. You have to see where things consolidate and then rebound. Our country hasn't had that in 8 years. It's been straight up. That's why every reputable economist is warning that there is a huge crash coming and you better get your money in some precious metals. But she knows nothing about it. Nothing. It's what we call in philosophy an appeal to unqualified authority. She's not qualified to speak on the subject. But she'll do it anyway. Because she's got a big mouth and can't keep it shut. Who else? Oh, Bernie. We almost forgot about Bernie. Bernie, we'll move on from Pocahontas. We'll talk about her more in the future. Bernie, this had to disappoint every single Bernie voter. Here's a guy who railed against the establishment, railed against the rigged system. I mean, he got that from Trump, let's be honest here. Trump started that whole battle cry first. But great, Bernie catches on, recognizes it, and uses it. Fine, I'm okay with that. There's very little original thought out there anymore. But regardless, he uses it. He says she's not qualified. All sorts of bad things. His supporters latch on. He's the head of a movement, the head of a revolution. And he goes and endorses the person he just spent 12 months saying wasn't qualified. And you can't call Republicans hypocrites. You know why? Because Ted Cruz didn't endorse Donald Trump. Ted Cruz is like Bernie Sanders. They're very, very similar. Ideologically, they're not. I understand that. But as a person, they're very, very similar in their ideologies, or the fact that they have such extreme ideologies. And they're heads of movements. You have the progressives, which is reverting back 150 years, and then you have the conservatives, who want to protect the Constitution. They're heads of movements. Ted Cruz didn't endorse Donald Trump. He's true to his word. And that was political suicide. Bernie Sanders pulled his pants down, got spanked by the DNC, and said, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" That's what he did. No spine, no backbone, and I'm not surprised. Not surprised in the least. I thought maybe he was different. I was wrong. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
All right, guys, welcome back to the last segment of this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. You know what you don't see at the DNC? You know what you don't see? You don't see American flags, that's for sure. You couldn't turn around without seeing 100 American flags at the RNC convention. The DNC convention, no American flags. In fact, there's pictures of people in the crowd holding Palestinian flags. Really? Really? And they have Soviet flags. Outside. Ah, the guy with the Bernie people, right? The socialism thing. And one thing, besides no mention of ISIS, there's one thing you will not hear at the DNC convention. You will not hear a USA chant. You won't hear it. They hate our country. They hate it. They think we do things wrong. We should still apologize. We should live like a third world nation. No USA chants, no American flags. Yeah. Party of the people, right? All right. Here's tonight's lineup. Stop me when you hear a name you recognize. Kate Burdick, Anton Moore, Dustin Parsons, students from the Eagle Academy, Joe Sweeney, Lauren Manning. Are these like MSNBC contributors? I haven't heard any of these people. Ryan Moore. Oh, President Pervert Bill. He'll be there. He's making a speech tonight. He'll be passing out his phone number too and swiping right. He'll do the whole thing. So yeah, that's tonight's lineup. That's tonight. I mean, it's boring. Who wants to watch that crap? All right. The Economist YouGov poll, July 23rd to July 24th, shows Hillary with a 2-point advantage. She is even from last week. Trump is up 1.
That's in the four-way race when you include the law firm of Johnson and Stein. They're not going anywhere. They got no traction. No traction for either one of them. They're saying a 4.2% margin of error, so that puts this within the margin of error, 1,300 people. This is an online poll, so always take the online polls with a grain of salt. Let's see. This is the closest they've been so far in this poll. There's congressional numbers here. We don't care about that. Approval. Obama approval, disapprove, net minus one. That's two lower than it was last time. Congressional approval, disapprove 58, approve 11. Right direction of the country, disapprove 67, approve 24. That's going to be a big factor on election day, no doubt about that. Let's see, they think Clinton's camp is better managed than Donald Trump's campaign. Who's capable? Clinton is more capable, 51% to 42% for Trump. 74% of Americans at least read or watch the news about the RNC convention. And, 37% of people in this group were bothered a lot by Melania's speech as Trump, that she may have cribbed some words from Michelle Obama. That tells you that they did not watch the convention. They listened to the mainstream media retort afterwards, all the garbage and the propaganda. That's what they were listening to. That's why, because no one knew that. Very, very few people knew that that speech or parts of it sounded familiar. So don't give me this garbage about how you're all disappointed about it. They didn't even know. Didn't even know. And this poll is off because it says Americans approve of Ted Cruz's speech 52 to 40. And we've seen every other poll say the exact opposite. In fact, that people did not approve of the way he handled it. 42% said Trump gave a good speech. It was either good or excellent. While 37% says only fair or poor. So this is a heavily weighted Democrat poll. And I can tell you right now that I think 75% of those in this poll lean left. Lean left. So Donald Trump's still down by two, with 75% of poll takers at least leaning left. Leaning left. And yeah, people who were disappointed by Melania's speech, they didn't even know about it. She said it, they had no idea. They heard mainstream media and they go, oh yeah, she took Michelle Obama's speech. They had no idea. No clue. All right, guys. That's it for today. Hope you had fun. As always, a huge thank you to those who serve our country at home and abroad, and a big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Same bat time, same bat channel tomorrow. And until then, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.